Happy Rocktober. Go Avalanche, go Broncos, and especially go Rockies all the way to the World Series. And on the flip side, these boys ain't nothing close to world class. Here come Colin Burton and Derek Knight with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
It is indeed. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With us as always on the big program, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Hello, everybody.
Once again, Colin joins us via the magics of the Skype. And Colin, I know you hate sports, but you know what? It's just way too exciting a time for us Colorado fans and, to resist talking about the sports, even though I know it makes you slightly uncomfortable and tends to make you lose interest in what's going on.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Well, anyway, the Colorado Rockies know exactly who they'll be playing in the World Series, and it is, in fact, the hated Boston Red Sox. And I say hated only because I would have said that doesn't matter who they were playing. If they ended up with the Chief Wahoo's tribe, I would have said the hated Cleveland Indians. But no, the Indians blew a 3-1 lead in the ALCS, and instead it is the Boston Red Sox. So the Rockies, I believe, open up the series on Wednesday. So the day that this posts in pod time today at Fenway Park in Boston against the Red Sox, tried to get tickets, got locked out, found out recently. Did you hear about what caused the problem, Colin?
No. I'm out.
Well, I found out recently. well, no. According to what was said in the Rockies press conference, the website was the victim of a malicious attack, and that remains to be seen. But whatever happened.
A malicious attack of everybody in Colorado trying to get tickets.
Exactly. 8.5 million hits. Are there about 8.5 million people in Colorado?
Sure. I don't know.
It's got to be close to that. I mean, there's a good 500,000 here and about 4 million in Denver. So I don't know. Close enough. But
sure.
Yeah. So the tickets are set to go on sale again tomorrow in pod time. That would be yesterday at noon Mountain Time. So I'm going to try again to get a hold of a couple of tickets and, probably try in vain, much like today, 2 days ago in pod time. But so, Colin, are you feeling the fever yet? Are you becoming a part of the sports collective with all the hoopla going on around town for the Rockies?
No, not really.
Just resisting assimilation at every turn?
Apparently. I must be like immune.
I guess. You know, I'd like to say I'm proud of you, but I'm not. It's, I just.
When are you ever?
You know, there are times, precious and few, as Climax said, but this is not one of those times. And yeah, I'm sniffling because I'm a little under the weather. If the weather were up here, I'd be down here. And I'm making hand motions that, of course, don't translate well to audio. But how are you doing anyway?
Well, I'm finally getting less sick. I've had a cold for a while. So.
Yeah, but you've got kids living in your household.
Yes, I do.
So that probably speeds up your trip to Sickville.
Yeah, maybe. But actually, they've been, for the most part, pretty healthy. So.
Yeah. Well, speaking of sports, I'd like to take a moment to alienate not one, but two of our most precious resource, our listener. And I think you two know exactly who you are. And, don't, you know, seriously, listener one and listener two, in this case, don't take this personally. Because I don't begrudge you the right to cheer for your team because you have a legitimate claim to this team that I'm about to bash the fans of, the wannabe fans of, and that would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. See, Denver played Pittsburgh over the weekend, and I do the little pick'em thing, and I know that my sister, your girlfriend, does the same thing, but I think she's a cellar dweller in it this year, isn't she?
I don't know.
Well, generally, 99.9% of the time, I just put on my orange and blue glasses and I'll pick Denver. Well, every now and then, I'll just pick with the line. And if Denver's not favored in the line, I'll go with the opponent. And I've done this two, maybe three times in my life. And each time I've picked the opponent, Denver's won. So I figured, okay, you know, I've got nothing to lose. I'm going to pick Pittsburgh in an effort to jinx them. And by God, it worked. But
way to take one for the team.
I know, I did. Well, you know, it's the way I see it. I do the fantasy football, I do the pick'ems. All that is secondary to the Broncos winning the game. And so if I'm playing fantasy players that are playing against the Broncos, a lot of times I will sit them just, you know, in like the hopes that I'm not jinxing my team, or or I'll say, okay, you go ahead and get your stats, but the Broncos still have to win. So, yeah, exactly. I took one for the team. I was happy to see the Broncos win more so than I was happy to get a point in the pick'ems. But Kathy, one of our, another listener, who I don't know if she'll be alienated by this or not. She's from Eastern Pennsylvania, so she might be an Eagles fan. I'm not sure. Maybe she's not even a football fan, but she was talking about some other podcast that she listens to, and I guess they have some sort of rant bell or belligerent rant bell they play when somebody goes on a tangent. I don't have one of those, and I'm probably going to need one, so if I get way too far into this, Colin, make a little dinging sound, would you?
Okay.
You're like, whatever. But what I do have to say
is, I have to pay attention.
Yes, it does. For once, it does. But what I do have to say is that it is completely unacceptable, in my opinion, when there are as many fucking Steelers fans as there are Broncos fans at a game at Invesco Field at Mile High. I have to ask a legitimate question. Where do all these fucking pansy-ass faggot poser pricks come from? Because I know that they can't all possibly be from Pennsylvania. It's not that big a place. They can't all... Pennsylvania overflowed and they all spilled into Colorado? I doubt it. And like I said before, I don't begrudge anyone who has a legitimate claim to a team and roots for them. Like a couple of the listeners, it's fine. You know, root for your team. You're from there. That's great. But these shit-eating, bad-wagged, booger-eating ass wipes, they just have to go. I mean, if some fucker has the audacity, and this happened apparently over the weekend, they brought a sign to the game at Mile High Stadium, mind you, and the sign said, "This isn't Broncos country," to the game? Fuck you. Seriously, someone needs to take that sign, roll it up nice and tight, and stick it up whomever brought that's fucking ass. And I am totally serious about this. And in addition, I am seriously tired of that stupid fucking towel. That yellow, terrible towel. I'll wipe my ass with it if I get a hold of one. I'm so tired of these belligerent, arrogant fucks. And I'm really tired of seeing them at Mile High Stadium every time the Steelers come to town. Go the fuck home! This is Broncos country, and if you can't stick with the team through thick and thin, give them your tickets to someone who will, because we know you're not from Pennsylvania. We know you're not a real Steelers fan. Suddenly the Broncos fall on hard times, and hey, I'm going to wear the thing for the yellow and black because they've got tradition. Fuck you, take your shit, go home, and stay there. I didn't hear a ding.
No, I was letting you roll. You were. I didn't want to get in the way of that.
Yeah, so anyway, that's how I feel about that. And, you know, people can call me a hypocrite all they want, but in my world, the sky is blue and the sunsets are orange because God is a Broncos fan. And I'll tell you what, you come around talking that shit about some other team and, you know, I'm liable. I'll be the first to readily admit I'm completely irrational. I can usually see things very clearly, and I'm usually a pretty rational guy, but if you start talking about the Denver Broncos, my orange and blue glasses go on. And you know what? I hate the fans of every other team. I hate every other team, and that's just how it is. But when they bring their shit to Mile High Stadium, fuck those people. They need to go the fuck home. That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so anyway.
Yeah.
So I hope I didn't alienate those two listeners that I spoke of before, one of which especially because he's going to come passing through town here soon, and we're going to go to dinner, and I hope that doesn't change plans at all. I'm sure he's doing fine. He sent me an email before the game talking a brief little mess. I mean, nothing too spectacular. Because he's a nice guy, and so he no correspondence since the end of the game until late today, and the essentially it was just an exclamation. It was Elam, so It's good to know that the old man can still put a ball through the uprights and frustrate fans of the opposing team.
Yes,
I'm gonna have to edit out all those sniffles and stuff, or maybe not. I'll leave them in so people know exactly how sick I really am.
And yet, here you are, doing this for them.
And yet, well, you know, I don't have to go too far. I just, you know, stumble off the couch, walk into the back room, and here I am.
Here you are.
But we do have the big annual Halloween show coming up on the big podcast. And I know last week I mentioned extra special guests, but as of this point, they have not come through. And so I'm not going to count on it. Still, though, chills, spooky thrills shall abound, kids. So don't forget to download next week's spooky cast. And so, you know, since you're already listening to this week's awesome cast, otherwise you wouldn't be able to hear me imploring you to download next week's spooky cast, you'll enjoy it because it's just fun. I mean, I know you, Colin, you say you're a skeptic and no,
ghosts
don't exist and I'm a big pansy ass, but, you know, it's just
fun. I never said you were a pansy ass.
You're right. You said you were.
No, I didn't say that either.
Sure, boy.
See, we've been TiVoing some of those haunted shows where they talk about the haunted areas around the country and around the world.
Are those the ones that are running on the Travel Channel in mass leading up to Halloween?
Probably. And
like haunted travels or weird travels or America's haunted hotels and things like that?
Yeah, stuff like that. But the one we were watching last night was some inn in northern Wales.
Oh, is that the most haunted with the people? And they shoot it all in the black light so their eyes glow. It's like they're charging their lasers.
Yeah. And
that one is the most stupid show on the freaking
television. I'm afraid it is. I mean, my skepticism really came out when we were watching that. I was starting to feel bad because I figured I was annoying Heather, but
seriously, I can't even watch that shit because I walk the fine line, but I can't watch that shit. It's like, you know what, people, that's stupid.
Well, they bring somebody that can apparently communicate with the spirit world. And
exactly.
They tell him that they weren't telling him where he was going, or they tell us they weren't telling him where he was going, just northern Wales. And then he starts coming up with all these details about people who died there and all this other shit.
Details.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know what? He's obviously a scam artist of a sort. And
sure.
All he really probably had to do was Google North Wales.
Yeah.
And
it's the same principle.
Do a little research on every area that pops up. I mean, how many can there really be?
And it's the same principle of doing a magic trick or even doing a cold read as a quote-unquote psychic. All you got to do is you do a little bit of homework, and it's all cheating. It's essentially the willingness to prepare and remember and put on a good show, and that's all that these people are doing. And the fact is, they're probably not even doing that much. It's probably completely staged from top to bottom. So.
Yeah, he was not putting on a good show, actually.
Ah, so not good, not thick enough for Colin Burton.
No. I mean, at one point, he was supposedly being spoken to by the ghost of the girl that died there in the 1400s, and she mentioned that they had four graves and another grave kind of off from the others, but he doesn't know the relation, but he named, like, the people that were in these other graves. Every other grave, he named a name, but not this one grave, and when they went out to the graveyard to look, there was a gravestone. You couldn't read what was on it. I figure he should have at least made it up, because the girl that died, if she knew the
she
name,
should know who's buried there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. The reason that he couldn't see it was because he had already gone out and taken a look at the graves.
Probably. Very probably. So.
Yeah, that doesn't tell me that it's being... The chick should know.
Exactly. She's buried there. I mean...
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they don't know who's buried next to them.
Exactly. It's not like the weather wears the name off your stone and you cease to exist.
Yeah.
You cease to exist back in the 1400s, apparently.
Yeah. He was a total tard.
Yeah. No, I refuse to watch that show. It's no good. And in fact, you know, early on, the first season of The Ghost Hunters, I loved that show. But since then, I've come to realize that it's a bunch of bullshit, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta remember.
Why do you sound so surprised?
I'm not. I'm just being sarcastic because I'm the skeptic, remember?
Well, see, I don't know, I mean, for sure, but it seems to me that they kind of got in, a bit of trouble or got busted or something for, you know, kind of like hijinks and rigging some things. And now
Scooby
you
and
watch
the gang
it.
Bust them?
What's that?
Did Scooby and the gang bust them?
Yeah, if it weren't for those meddling kids, right?
Yeah.
But, now you watch the show, and you get nothing. You get abso-frickin-lutely nothing. Just these two frickin' plumbers going out to people's houses, waving their EMFs around, and going, nothing's here. I can't say this house is haunted. And before, you know, there's like, oh, there's a ghost, woo, dude, run. But, no, it's just not even fun anymore.
That's sad.
It is. The ghosts have gotten the best of them.
Well, like I was telling Heather... If I could experience it happening to me, I would probably change my mind. But I don't feel it, you know?
Well, what about the spooky guy you saw at the end of your bed when you were stationed in England?
Exactly, and that was it. And that could be explained away as just shadows in the darkness. I mean, for one thing, I wear glasses. I don't sleep in them. so I obviously wasn't wearing them. And your mind.
So you're telling me that your really awesome story isn't as awesome as it sounded the first time.
Well, I'm telling you that is how I perceived it. I perceived it as it seemed, but at the same time, my rational mind is saying it was just
your rational mind, as opposed to that crazy fucked up nutty mind that also lives
the fucked
in your
up
skull.
Nutty mind that gives ghosts a chance. You know that mind
and peace too, if you'll give it a chance.
Exactly.
Give it an inch, it'll take a mile, that fucking piece, I swear to God.
So, yeah, I didn't have my glasses on, and the fact that it showed up so well without my glasses on really makes me think that it was just my subconscious assembling what isn't there to make sense of what is.
You know what's funny is, taken out of context, this conversation could be about somebody that you happen to meet in a bar.
It was the Pope.
Yeah, sure.
I met the Pope in a bar. He had a monkey on his shoulder.
He did, and he bought me a drink. So
yes.
he's an all right guy.
He is all right. All that Latin kind of wears on you, but
what now? I'm sorry.
All that Latin kind of wears on you, but
well, yeah. And speaking of the Pope,
okay,
because we so were.
Yeah,
it was a cold. It was a cold day yesterday, Sunday.
It was
2 or 3 days ago in pod time?
Oh, it was cold today. This morning.
Well, yeah, it was still cold today, but, I mean, nothing like yesterday with the wind and the howling and the
snow
and the nastiness. It was absolutely, positively too cold to golf this past weekend. Had a tee time, had to abandon it because, in this area we got our first legitimate snowfall of the year, and it was unpleasant, to say the least.
Yeah.
At least I didn't have to go anywhere. You know, at least I could be inside sick at home, as opposed to having to go somewhere. So
right.
It was probably not a good idea that I went out golfing anyway, and then so all of a sudden the temperature is like 34 degrees and freezing rain when I get up to go, and it's like, probably not a good idea. But I was still going to go, but then Ray called me and said, let's not go. So, so that shows you how completely insane I am. I was still going to go.
Yeah.
And hope that the golf course was open and would let us on, which of course it wouldn't have been, and they wouldn't, so. It would have been a completely wasted trip. But as it turned out, it was good that I was home because the wife's car was leaking fluid from a slave cylinder in the clutch, which completely locked it up, made it undrivable. So not being home would have been a problem. So then I was home, so we were able to take care of it and get it towed. And so I guess everything happens for a reason. God brought down this nasty weather so I could get the car fixed.
Very good.
Sure.
Why not?
Everything
and
happens
to keep you from getting sicker.
Yeah, that's probably true, because I sure would have. I would have gone out in that nasty stuff, and I would have got. I would be completely out of commission now.
Yep.
You know, hey, who wants me out of commission, right?
Oh, nobody.
Nobody. That's right. Everybody loves me.
Exactly. Magical Derek.
Everybody love Magical Derek, because the tricks that he does are what rhymes with Derek.
Are those of a cleric? I don't know.
Oh, look at you with your Dungeons & Dragons background. Coming up with words.
Words. Whatever.
I like that. It's like that Guess Who song, Running Back to Saskatoon. Been working on words. So, yeah. Anyway, continuing the random theme of week's awesome
cast. I've got something random for you.
Why don't you go ahead? No. Well, believe me, we've got time for everything. You go.
Got time to kill. Well, I had to actually clean up the first real vomit that my dog has vomited since I got him. He had just finished eating all of his dog food, and then horked it all up by the table, and then horked it up again in the living room, like two big piles.
Was he excited, or was it bad?
I don't know what triggered it. Really, other than the fact...
Just ate too fast?
Yeah, he might have eaten too fast, and his water bowl was dry. So it's a very good chance that he needed water or something. So, but yeah, so I had to do that. And it made me think of how you might give me crap for it, and then I'd mention all the years that you had ahead of you of cleaning up after a child.
Cleaning up bodily fluids and just nasty effluence from whatever the spawn of my loins shall bring forth.
Exactly.
Yeah, everybody's full of helpful advice, Colin, so far. Everybody I've talked to has been, oh, boy, your lifestyle going to change. Oh, you got lots of diapers to change. Oh, that boy going to throw all over you. Oh, things going to be so different for you. No shit, Sherlock. Okay? That's all I got to say.
That could be helpful for you.
What's that?
I know where my old airbrush gas mask is if you want to use it.
Oh, please, God. Yes, I do. Either that or I'm going to Surplus City because I am not going to face the vapors of poopy death alone without some sort of face protection.
I can't remember how long it is, but for like the first, I think either 1 week to 1 month, I can't remember for sure, it doesn't snow at all.
Oh, okay.
But then it makes up for it.
It's in really like over the top bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Once that bacteria in the intestines starts kicking in and doing its job.
Yeah. I'm really hoping that we give birth to a really, you know, quick on the ball, sharp on the uptake type of kid that can start potty training like second week.
Good luck with that. I think you're better off investing in the gas mask.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, no, I'm... Like I said, I can live. I can walk that fine line between fantasy and reality. I can hope for the best, but I'm going to prepare for the worst. That's my nature.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, kids, come March, we'll have to revisit this. And though, like you said, for the first month or so, it doesn't. So come April of 2008, we'll have to revisit the that.
Maybe on April Fool's Day. Wouldn't that be perfect?
Does it fall on a Wednesday next year?
Maybe.
Well, shit, anything's possible. 1 out of 7 chance, right?
Sure. I'm just saying that maybe...
Haven't done your homework on this one, have you?
That's when the first stink bomb will arrive.
Well, you've got... don't you have the widgets or whatever on your Mac there? Why don't you just pop it open and look at the calendar?
I also have iCal.
Well, okay, Mr. Living in the Past.
Yeah, I just don't like using widgets.
Why? Aren't they just... It's just... I mean, for one thing, it's fun to say. Say it with me. Widget.
Widget. And actually, April 1st falls on a Tuesday.
Close.
So the podcast will be the day after. So there you go.
Or, as a joke, we could post it on Tuesday.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
That would sure trick them.
Sure.
I mean, they'd arrive on Wednesday and there'd still be a podcast. So I don't even think they'll notice, to be honest.
Damn it. Well, we'll have to come up with something good for April Fool's Day.
Okay.
I don't think we even acknowledged April Fool's Day this year, did we?
I don't know.
Oh, I forgot. You never listened to the podcast. Once it's over, right?
Yeah, that's the past. I don't dwell on the past anymore.
That's right. If you did, you'd probably fall into a deep depression, curl up into a ball in the corner of your house, and just die.
Probably. I still might do that. You never know.
Well, that's true. The night is young.
Yeah, it's not that young.
Not young enough for that, huh?
I don't know. I'd have to get a move on, I think.
Gets to stepping.
Yeah, gets to dying. Gets to curling and dying.
Yeah. Speaking of which, everybody's seen the lolcats at iconhascheeseburger.com, one of which today I found to be quite entertaining. It was a fluffy cat all spread out as flat as it can be, looking quite forlorn on the kitchen floor, and it said, "My depression, let me show you it."
Well, awesome.
Yeah, so that's what you could do. We need to take a picture of you all splayed out on the kitchen floor and do the same caption.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still think
in fact,
you should.
Oh, fuck yes, that's what we need to do. We need to have Lol Colin. We totally have to have Lol Colin.
No, we don't. We really
yes,
don't.
We do.
No.
Yes, we do.
No.
I think I'll run it by a few people, and they'll think it's a good enough idea that you'll have no choice.
No, I always have a choice.
That's what your guidance counselor said, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's not like you can be anything if you just apply yourself.
I think you should own up to the lol bums that you did. I think you should post those.
Yeah, I really should.
Yeah.
God, because the lol homeless, yeah. Oh, man, talk about on that. Oh, it's what I love most. It's completely wrong, but yet it's completely right.
Ah, you're so wrong. You are so
disgusting. So changing the subject, I could barely believe it. And last week on the show when we were speaking, it was last week we were talking about the video games. And I said, well, you know, it's just coming to the point where it's going to be EA Sports Nice Walk in the Park 2008. And then, of course, our good friend Justin Noriaki Kakuin emails and says, not only is there a video game where you go take a nice walk in the park, but he has it.
Yes, he does, apparently.
It's those wacky Japanese. They believe that technology can replace anything. I guess what's the game translates from Japanese as happy diet? Is that what it was?
I can't remember, but that sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, and it comes with a special stair-stepping controller that you utilize to take a walk around Tokyo and its suburbs in a digital realm. It just seems so...
really lazy. It's like, you just use the direction pad.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little bit just like, well, I'm tired. I'm going to use the joystick. But
yeah,
seriously, though, I mean...
sidewalk.
Seriously, like, the real world is just outside that front door. I mean,
but the real world isn't always nice. I bet you get mugged less in the game than you might on the streets.
So. When was the last time you got mugged, Colin?
I got burglarized, but you're right.
Burglarized.
I'm talking about, you know, Tokyo. We don't know. You don't know.
We don't know. You're right. We don't know what goes on.
There could be a mugger, like, around every corner.
This is true, but they would probably be quite polite.
So what? You're still mugged. I mean, polite or not, you've got nothing in your wallet when you're done, so.
What if you had nothing to begin with? It's a push.
What?
If you had nothing in your wallet to begin with, it's a push if you end up with nothing.
Well, then they just bow and stab you, I mean.
Quickly.
So you're better off using your mugger money for the video game and not have to go outside anymore, I think.
You know, I'll just... someday if I ever... On the off chance that I ever live in Tokyo, maybe I'll understand.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah, I can too.
Can you?
Not.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if kids, listener, if any of you happen to be Red Sox fans that would like to make a wager on the impending World Series, just hit me up. Email me at Derek@sonofcheese.com. My standard bet is as follows. If the Red Sox win, I send you some Rocky Mountain oysters, a regional taste treat, a testy fest of epic proportions. Now, if the Rockies win the World Series, it's simple. You send me your mortal soul. Easy. So just let me know.
So it's a lose-lose, huh?
It's a win-win, man. I get to keep the Rocky Mountain oysters, and I get their mortal soul.
No, I'm just saying if they win, they have to... have Rocky Mountain oysters. I just don't think that's right.
Dude, Rocky Mountain oysters are great.
You say that.
You're just afraid to try them. What is so wrong about munching on the testicles of a bull?
What is right about it?
Seriously, once you taste them, you'll know.
No. No. Sorry.
Once you go bull, you'll always be full.
Yeah. Of bull juice.
Bull bile. That's right, and bull sperms. No, I think they take the spermies out before they cook them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it cooks. I don't think they're going to remove it. I'm pretty sure it's cooked.
Well, they remove it and they give it to you in a little cup on the side. It's
dipping sauce. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They call it like bronco berry sauce, but I'm not buying it. I know the truth.
Right.
Bull spermies. Little parts of calves.
That's horrible.
I like the delays, like trying to come up with a word to express my displeasure. Can't think of it.
That's horrible. I mean, horrible fits. It works. It's good. I like it.
So speaking of the Pope, because remember back when we were.
Right.
Freak Train is a coming, and it's on Monday night, the last Monday of the month. And guess what also happens to be in Denver on that same Monday night?
Everything.
Every goddamn thing. The World Series of Baseball. Football game, Monday night football, with the Packers taking on the Broncos. I believe an Avalanche game, and oh, what the hell, the Pope might as well come to Denver, have George W. Bush land Air Force One right in the middle of town, and what the fuck, the second coming of Jesus H. Christ, because it won't matter, just pile it on. The traffic at this point is likely going to be a bit too much to handle, and I'm not exactly sure how that's going to affect my timing getting up there.
Yeah, well, maybe if Jesus shows up, then the traffic will be fine.
He can part the sea for me. Oh, wait, no, that was Moses, wasn't it?
He would just walk across the sea.
That's true. I might try that. Anyway, more research is warranted into this situation because I mean, I've got something all readied up, and I've even got somebody that's been practicing with me. So, you know, it'd be kind of disappointing to miss our one shot to do our big number. And I guess Justin has been working on something and has something all readied up. And I believe you're all set to puss out like usual, correct?
Yep. I've been working on that all month, and I'm ready to go with it.
You've rehearsed the pussing out, and you have your excuse all ready.
Yep. I feel very comfortable with it.
Good. Can I get a little sneak preview of that excuse?
I won't be going. Traffic's bad. The wind isn't right.
Traffic's bad. You pansy ass. I just gave you that.
Hey, man. I've given you material, so.
It's totally windy, and I did not expect it to be so.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, if the traffic is going to be that bad, yeah, I won't be there. I wish I could.
Of course, you send me a postcard. I wish you were there.
It's making me sad that I can't go. But...
That's right. Sure. Yeah, believe me, I'm right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So.
Oh, no.
No what?
Oh, no. My little machine that plays the music, it's all locked up.
Again? Is it the same one that broke last time?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you
just the EMAC.
Yeah. Start humming. So,
yeah, so why don't you start singing while I do the little... It goes like this.
I think you just did it.
No, you got to do it while I talk. So, kids, thanks for joining us once again on the big program. I'm Derek Dye from SonOfCheese.com. You have been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. With me, as always, via the magics of the Skype this week, it's Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Have a great week, everyone.
Indeed, everyone. Have a fine week. And don't forget, big time annual Spooky Cast for Halloween comes next Wednesday.